Good times, great classic hits, 4KQ, Laurel, Gary, Mark with Neil Diamond and Shiloh. It is 13 past 8.
Got to admit, I've got sore forearms today and arms. I took part in the Take My Seat Challenge on Friday. Remember,
right,
we were talking to Robert, who is quadriplegic and obviously in a wheelchair. And it was an interesting one. I mean, to go shopping, have lunch, catch public transport in the CBD and tackle the crowds, that's one thing, that's one challenge. But to do it in a wheelchair,
wow,
that's a totally different thing. Now, it was a very humbling experience. I've got to say, a lot of us got together, and I was partnered with Robert, who we learnt on Friday, had a football accident.
He went in for a tackle.
Yeah, when he was a young fella, and been in a wheelchair now for a couple of decades. And can I just tell you a few little things? Like, you know, quite often you'll see someone in a wheelchair and they're going past. Might be a push wheelchair. Mine was a push one. That's why my arms are so sore.
Yeah.
But you don't realise just the disadvantages that people come up against, you know, the boundaries and the hurdles. Just ordering something to eat in the food court. Oh, most of the counters are very, very high. You've got the display cabinets, which are hard enough to look into. But then to get service, you know, you can only really go to those counters that have a little low counter and a low service area. Then, if just say you order a plate of, you know, Chinese or something like that, you've got to get that back to the seat, back to the tables. So you've got that balancing on your lap. You might have a drink as well. Mm. And if you're quadriplegic, it's even more difficult. Then buying yourself some clothing. We went into a couple of stores. Now, even getting in the stores in the first place, there's a row of shops in Albert Street that have all got the step there. Mm. So there's no way you can go in there. There's no ramp. So they're instantly losing your money. You're not going to go shopping there, of course. But can I just give a great pat on the back a couple of places? Just Jeans, the staff in there in the mall, they were fantastic, because I saw a couple of shirts that I thought Troy might like. Two for $50. T-shirts. But, of course, hanging up really high, so I couldn't see. I'd buy Troy a medium, and I couldn't see the labels on them. But the girls came around, and, of course, Robert is in a situation where he can't try on jeans. Even in a dressing room, he can't try on jeans because, being quadriplegic, he has to take them home. He's able to take the jeans home. No questions asked. If he brings them back and wants to swap them, he can do so. Not a problem, and get his money back if he wants to. They were fantastic. And also Kim in the shoe department of David Jones, because, of course, when you can't feel anything in your feet, that person has to not only serve you, get the right shoes for you, your feet swell up through the day, they've got to understand what your feet are like, and also you can't feel, is that where your toe is? It's like, well, I don't know.
It's an interesting voice.
A lot of things. ATM machines quite often are too high, and the general getting around town, you know, the bumps and the cracks and the crevices in the road. You've got to get someone to help you to cross the street because the little ramps on the other side are too steep. You'll end up on your head if you flip up on those. So a lot of things to take into consideration, but I just want to say thank you to Robert. Gee, was a lot of fun. He's got such a wonderful, positive attitude and outlook in life. And, you know, all credit to you, Robert. It was just a very humbling experience.
Have you put some photos on our website?
Mikey followed us around, and he also played my pack horse and held my lipstick and purse and things like that. And it will be on the website, 4kq.com.au.
Dusty Springfield now on Good Times, Great Classic Hits, 4KQ, Laurel Gay.